Niggas is feeble, I'm calm but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch his desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lao, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Comprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black cape crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower, stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for my reward. Next week the Germans had me on the bulletin board. I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face. Triple darkness, silencer, I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Mab, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the habit, it's love or law. Shine like a shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What?
Boom, world order. 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 Boom, world order.
All right, all right. All up in your ear with the truth. Yeah, higher frequencies than a Bluetooth. Yeah, this is the second hour of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Yes, we are still here, and we're still on the subject. And you know what? This is going to be... I keep joining all these other social networks and stuff. It's taxing, but at least there's a... there's a group everywhere, at least, that, you know, is receptive to information. There's still the anti COVID-19 vaccine groups and stuff like that. And people are still building up compilations of information that's being hidden from us. So this is like one of those episodes that I think we're going to end up sharing a lot. But I really want to finish this long COVID information here if we can. So let's just cue that back up.
A study published in November 2021 found that MCAS symptoms were very prevalent in long COVID patients. In fact, before their COVID infection, the health of long COVID participants and healthy controls were pretty much the same. Post-COVID, those same long COVID participants had symptom profiles that were virtually identical to those with MCAS. If it turns out that mast cells are chronically active in long COVID, it's possible that therapies aiming to bring them back under control could reduce or even eliminate long COVID symptoms. One candidate that seems to affect symptoms of long COVID specifically is over-the-counter antihistamines. A case report from February 2022 detailed how two people with long COVID had taken diphenhydramine, a sleep aid and antihistamine, and noted that their symptoms rapidly resolved while it was in their system. One patient saw about 95% of her long COVID symptoms resolve when taking the medication daily. The other took diphenhydramine for some time and was subsequently prescribed a similar drug, hydroxyzine, to similar results. This is also in line with findings from a clinical trial published in October 2021 that had long COVID participants take antihistamines. Results showed that 72% of participants receiving this treatment showed significant improvement in their symptoms. That said, many of these studies have made conflicting findings about which antihistamines work and which don't, so more research is needed. And this revelation about mast cells and antihistamines may help us understand a few other conditions that have historically proved a bit of a mystery, like chronic fatigue syndrome or myalgic encephalomyelitis, CFSME. For short, CFSME can be diagnosed based on symptoms like pain, chronic tiredness affecting day-to-day functioning, and exercise actively making things worse. Symptoms are surprisingly comparable to those that have been reported for long COVID, from fatigue to neurological problems. The exact causes of CFSME are not clear, but one of the main hypotheses is that it comes from an abnormal immune response to common pathogens, such as our old friend EBV. There's also fibromyalgia, which is similar to CFSME, but doesn't have the same negative results when diagnosed patients exercise. Both of these conditions are often used as wastebasket diagnoses for symptoms doctors can't entirely pinpoint or don't have diagnostics for. But the similarity of its symptoms, plus an association between pathogens and later diagnoses, seems to suggest that there may well be a post-infection aspect to the condition too. For example, a study from October 2021 found that after an outbreak of Giardia lamblia infections in Belgium in 2004, 8.6 6% of people infected went on to have a diagnosis of fibromyalgia 10 years later. And those who were not infected, only 3.1% developed fibro. Giardia is a single-celled parasite akin to malaria, not a virus. But infection could spark some kind of similar stress or reaction in the body. Some academics have noted the similarities between fibromyalgia, CFS, and long COVID, and a few have even proposed that they might all be the same post-infection condition, or at least the same flavor. What does this tell us? While it helps to draw parallels between these diagnoses, and we have some research to sift through that might help with long COVID, there's still a lot we just don't understand about post-infection syndromes. In part, that's because the symptoms are so varied. But it's also, unfortunately, in part due to stigma and misclassification of these symptoms as psychological, especially in fibro, among women and patients assigned female at birth. More women are being diagnosed with long COVID, which could mean they face similar stigma. But if the parallels to CFSME and fibro hold, it could be that long COVID might finally help bring an end to the stigma around these diagnoses and get needed support to these patients who are often overlooked. It might mean that understanding the causes of long COVID could in turn give us treatments for potentially identical issues that so far at least have been classified as fibro or CFSME. With long COVID being so widespread, prevalent, and impossible to shrug off, it's even possible that this might be the moment that attracts the right research funding and scientific interest to get to the bottom of what causes post-infection issues and how we might finally treat them. Until then, vaccines and any necessary booster shots and following public health recommendations remain the most effective tools to help slow the spread of the virus. And for now, we're going to have to wrangle with the practicalities of treatment and support for those with long COVID. The sheer number of patients mean that existing disability services are likely to be overwhelmed, and we will need more capacity to be able to assist everyone who needs it. Some doctors note that there was initially a big push to use exercise therapy to treat those with long COVID, but it's since become evident that many experience adverse effects from exertion, just like in CFSME. We still have a lot to learn. One thing is clear. Many with long COVID, like those with post-infection syndromes in years gone by, have found themselves having to adjust to new capabilities. But this influx of people likely represents an influx of research. And maybe that will benefit the disability community at large, because that means we can work on improving treatments and accessibility for everyone, whether they have long COVID or not. This episode of SciShow was sponsored by Linode, a top-rated cloud computing company. Linode provides access...
All right. So, I thought it was very important for us to finish that, because if you didn't pick up the most important thing out of that, if you picked up nothing out of that but one thing from the second part, okay, the first part says, okay, brain fog, neural dysfunction. The second part says, yeah, you want to exercise? No way. No way, Jose. So, effectively, listen, if you want to be preemptive and stop a revolution, you disarm the people. So, forget about guns. You can no longer use your brain and you think you're going to exercise? No. And be stronger than our soldiers? No. No way. Again, this was a design bioweapons, COVID-19. Okay? This is not a freak accident. These aren't random side effects. This was planned. This was by design,
yes,
to make us helpless.
The vaccines were not brought in because of COVID. COVID was a carrier so that the vaccines could be introduced that was already planned ahead of time.
Right, right.
Exactly. Thank you.
But
I had to say that.
Yeah, but don't you want to comment on how important this is? You get the fact that you can't think, you can't work. I mean, you could possibly work, you know, they're going to put you in work therapy, maybe make you an assembly line sort of type of creature, or whatever. But as far as someone forming a militia, for example, you're not going to be able to outthink a Marine or outfight a Marine. okay, you're not going to be an effective force. Which is what it boils down to. There's not going to be another American Revolution if they can help it. No, let's just make sure that you are enjoying your endless bags of Cheetos and endless refills of Pepsi. You know, let's make sure you have diabetes. Let's make sure you have everything else. You can't fight back. Anybody who is not in this situation is, if you're going to be healthy, and then I really hate how they brought the whole bioterrorist thing. Oh, if you don't get a vaccine, you're a bioterrorist. Oh, so you're saying if I'm healthy, don't catch the virus, and don't take your so-called vaccine. I'm a terrorist, a bioterrorist.
You're a threat. Yes.
But the thing is, if you're going to be young and healthy, you are going to become the next target. After this, if you have not been through all the other socially engineered attacks on you, it's going to get real blatant here real soon, because they're cutting off education. Okay, forget the gradual decrease. Education's just pretty much done now for the young people. That, you know, bringing in all this sex education early, and you know, it's kind of akin to something which you said to me off the air, Luca. You know, how you're talking about how I came right back to sex with certain topics. But yeah, that's the point. That is the absolute point. I was girl crazy growing up, okay?
You too?
I mean, girl crazy. Couldn't think about anything. I couldn't do homework because I'm too busy trying to get underneath some girl's skirt. Now, me too. If I have that as a teenager, what's that, you know, that's the effect it's going to have under, you know, somebody that's in primary school, elementary school. They're not going to be worried about homework or their education. They're going to be worried about what's between the legs of their classmate and how can they get some. So, I mean, education is gone for the younger generation. You got all these weirdo lefties who want to normalize their dysfunction so that they can have better lives.
Ooh, good one.
It's selfish. That is entirely selfish.
Normalized dysfunction. That's a
normalized
good
dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if you're a lesbian and you want to have stuff grafted onto you and things like that. I'm sorry, you're dysfunctional. I'm not saying you're less of a human being. I'm not saying you don't have a right to life. Or the life that you should be happy with. Do whatever you want to do. But
what V
recognize
is saying,
that you're dysfunctional.
What V is saying is that, you know, we're going to have two choices here. Two choices. Either evolve or remain. I think I've said this once on every single show we've done. Sorry if I'm repeating myself, but that's what we're good at. We repeat ourselves because that's what we do. That's what we're good at. And it always comes back. Truth always comes back again, you know. That's what it is. That's how it works. But as far as the vaccines go, let me tell you, like I said before, if I have to be persuaded and reminded and pressured and lied to and incentivized and coerced and bullied and socially shamed and guilt tripped and threatened and punished and criminalized, if all those things are necessary or considered necessary to gain my compliance, I can be damn sure that it's not good for me. So there you go. No, thank you.
There you go.
And we were right. We were right.
We were right. Your conspiracy friends here were right.
It's the biggest I told you so in the whole world.
Yeah.
So what I'm suggesting, V, is just to take a few minutes in the show and just go through the Rockefeller notes that I had and just bounce them off of you and see what you think.
Well, yeah, let's do that.
Because people don't really know this, because most people don't spend the time and look through stuff like this and prepare it and research it. So I basically what I'm doing is I'm taking all the research that I've done on Rockefeller and compartmentalizing again, take a little bit of this, take a little bit of that, take a little bit of this. I made a timeline. Then I went to Rockefeller Medicine that I have almost like archived, and it's you pick out the most important things. Okay, Western medicine has good points, like in an emergency, like for me, you know, getting the cancer out, sure, or like, you know, mending a limb or something. But it's high time that people realize that mainstream media, which is Western medicine or allopathy, all it focuses on is drugs and symptoms and radiation and chemo and drugs and surgery and more drugs. And at its foundation, it's called a money-spinning Rockefeller creation, okay? And this is what people are stuck on. That's why they want us dumbed down. And no kidding, every single one of the pills help to keep people dumbed down. I tried the hydrocodone 10. I couldn't function. You know, I had to literally wean myself off of him, myself. And then you bring them back and you say, listen, this is not working. Sorry. And I just want to give a few hints tonight about how Rockefeller founded Big Pharma and waged war on natural cures. Sorry. So he's born in 1839. He died in 1937. He was an oil magnate, a robber baron, as it says here, America's first billionaire. By the turn of the 20th century, he controlled 90% of all oil refineries in the U.S., which he was ordered to, you know, break up into Standard Oil. It was called Standard Oil, and he had to break it up into Chevron, Exxon, Mobil, and other ones. At the same time, around 1900, people are discovering petrochemicals because, you know, Rockefeller had to get rid of his waste somehow. So all kinds of chemicals. Hey, wow, we can make chemicals from oil, guys. Check this out. The first plastic called Bakelite was made from oil in 1907. So, you know, the ability to monopolize the oil, now the chemical, and then the medical industry at the same time. So he's doing all three of them. And the best thing about petrochemicals is that, you know, everything could be patented and sold at a very high price. So he was all set with that. That was not a problem. But there's only one problem with Rockefeller's plan, is that herbal and natural medicines were very popular in America, and we just happened to be very, very healthy back then, if you remember, around the 20s. And almost half of the doctors and medical colleges in the U.S. were practicing holistic medicine, using knowledge from Europe and also from Native Americans. Hint, hint, hint. Right? Rockefeller, no, says you can't do that. So he used, probably the first time in North America, he used the problem reaction solution thing. It's the Hegelian dialectic. You create the problem, you scare people, and then you offer a pre-planned solution, similar to what's going on with the terrorism scare and then the Patriot Act, right? So he goes to have every single a report on the status of every single medical college and hospital around the country. And he's such a rich guy that he manages to tell everybody, nope, I'm giving you, let's say, $500,000 and you're trashing all the books and we're replacing them with this, you know, and this is allopathy. It's going to be about cures. It's going to be about pushing drugs, and everybody is going to be trained the same. It's a whole different. So Rockefeller gives $100 million to colleges, hospitals, and founded a philanthropic front group called General Education Board. So, V, at that stage, I mean, you got so much money, you're using the carrot and the stick strategy. You're going, okay, you comply, and you know, you get the money. You don't comply, you get the stick. You know, and then they have to close, and that's basically what happened. So you're talking all the students learning the same thing, and medicine was about using patented drugs, and everything else was illegal. That's when Harry Anslinger comes in, and he makes marijuana illegal because he knew that it was hemp and everybody was becoming healthy. And, you know, Rockefeller is paying all these people off at the same time. So that's when a pill for an ill came in. And now, 100 years later, we're churning out doctors who know absolutely nothing on the benefits of nutrition or herbs or any holistic practices. How do you like them apples?
Well, see, that's the thing. They're over-glorified pharmacists, these doctors today. What people don't understand, what a lot of people don't understand about doctors today is that these doctors, they get under contracts by Big Pharma. Depending on what doctor you go and see for, let's say you have clinical depression. You're going to see one doctor that's going to put you I don't know all those medications. Let's just say, I don't want to put anybody out there that's serious. Let's just say,
Vitamin C,
you want to have performance issues. You go to one doctor, he's going to give you Blue Chew. You go to another doctor, he's going to give you Viagra. You go to another doctor, he's going to give you Cialis. And what's the difference between all three of these doctors? Each one of them has a contract with those specific meds. They have a contract with the company to push those products. They're beyond pharmacists at this point. They're just drug dealers. So the actual practicing of real medicine, you have these doctors that practice real medicine. You know, how many cures have we came up with for cancer, and you find these doctors in prison?
You nailed it, V. That's important, because the guy that invented vitamin C, he was jailed. He was jailed, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize, and I don't have his name here, but he invented vitamin C.
He discovered it.
He won the Nobel Peace Prize, and Rockefeller had him jailed. Yes, sir. That's true fact.
Well,
so
you had the guy who created these cloud busters. The FDA came and got him because they could make it rain.
so now we have an entire society that's enslaved to corporations. And, you know, for its well-being, that's what they think, right? America spends 15% of its GDP on health care, which should be really called sick care. And I'm going to finish the article here by saying this is really good, too. It's not focused on a cure. I wish I could say it again. I think I will. It's not focused on a cure, but on symptoms, thus creating repeat customers. Oh, no, there's no cure for cancer, diabetes, autism, asthma, or even the flu. We created all of them. Can you imagine? They created all. These guys knew that autism was going to happen in the 70s. Nobody ever heard of autism before. It was like 1 in 10,000 in the 70s. All of a sudden, oh, the CDC knows, this is going to cause autism, you know, and aluminum and mercury. No, we can't have that. Sure, we can. Go ahead. No, they knew it, and that's what they did, because they knew they were going to make money off of us. This is
the peanut allergy just came out of nowhere, right?
And the American Cancer Society was founded by Rockefeller. Talk about a hypocrite. Yes. In 1913, yes. Same year.
Absolutely
believable.
Cancer is another oil industry, basically.
There you go.
For in his mind, yeah. At the time, yeah, absolutely.
So because I'm a survivor of what, you know, Yeah, a lot of it was my dysfunctional past. Yeah, a lot of it was my, you know, the skeletons in the closet that I carried. Yeah, sure, okay. But a lot of it came from the food in the box. A lot of it came from, you know, the fluoride in the water. You know, this all kinds of stuff that they're giving you. All we're being bombarded with this stuff 24/7. So it's a real honor to share this with you guys tonight, and it's
You skimmed over something that must be repeated. So, you know, the allergy stuff. What did we just hear about the long COVID? We're going to have
it'll never stop. We'll always have vaccines for you all the time.
We're going to have brand new issues with brand new allergies. Brand new. Allergies. Nobody talked about allergies before the 1960s. Allergies. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to look at that as a coincidence. I'm not. There's going to be more and more. And I'm actually kind of surprised that the long COVID is going to get people with disability. I think they're just looking at more ways to drain the Social Security system for old people. There are people, again, their whole retirement, and actually how we talked about last night, how the scammers, the phone scammers, how the government agencies around the world will not go after phone scammers. Because why? Because they're robbing the elderly of their money. Thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars per elderly person. That elderly person is now subject to the system and experimentations because they can't pay for correct medical care. They're gonna, or they're gonna have to be let down to die soon. So people don't understand why these phone scammers aren't being fought. Another way to drain, because if you're changing money out of the hands of the old and into the new, that's a much better industry, because these old people, what are they doing? They're saving money. They've worked their whole lives for their money. And so they can be able to take care of themselves in their old age. Once that money is stolen, they can no longer take care of themselves. And the government has free checks, free blank checks per person to write as to what they want to do with them. Then you have the money going into the hands of the young criminals, who are just going to blow that money anyways, or chip up so bad down the road, they're going to have to pay the system as they're getting in trouble. Each one of these crimes perpetuates another. And behind all of it is either government involvement or lack of involvement, because they're benefiting from it too much. We gotta make an overall change. It's not just about the mutagen jab. We gotta make an overall change here. People got to wake the hell up. Okay, we are literally in a sea of sharks, bloodthirsty sharks that don't give a damn.
That's funny. You know what? You had the vision of sharks. You know what I had a vision of? A cheetah sitting there, who catches a baby deer, a doe, right? And he's licking it before attacking it and tearing it to pieces. He's licking it, going, you know, I love you. I care about you. You know, you're safe with me. Don't worry about it. And that's what government's doing to us, and they don't even realize it. And we're sitting there screaming at them, like, hey, whoa, you know. For anybody who's seen the Day After Tomorrow,
public broadcasting.
Well, hold on, you know? Let's go to commercial break.
Publicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are back. Break. Yeah. Wow. I'm really hoping people can do the research. I mean, I spared you guys. I really did tonight. I found you a short video because there was one other one with the MD, Roger Schultz. I hope I'm saying that right. He is talking about long COVID diagnosis and treatment. I love the MDs, medical doctors. Yeah, medical doctors. Sure. and treatments. I'm so, and that's how you know the entire system is wrong. It's wrong, because you don't hear the word cure anymore. They can at least, you know, lie to us. you know, say they're looking for a cure or something, but that has actually been that the word cure has been taken out of our lexicon. It's treatment now, something that you get to live with forever, but we will treat it so that it's not so bad on you, so you can live the rest of your life.
Symptom, yes.
I want cures to come back. We need a medical industry. If we did have a real medical industry, not just a pharmaceutical one, it would be orientated on cures.
Nobody would make any money, though. Nobody would make any money if we'd be healthy. That's why they have the sicker we are, the better they are. That's why they're pumping us full of chemicals all the time. The sicker we are, the better. If we're healthy, that's why... They shunned me in the medical industry because I'm healthy. They don't want nothing to do with that.
Well, you know...
Ask Roger, when you go into the doctor's office and you say the word chemo or radiation, you're automatically worth between $25,000 and $250,000 to them.
But
automatically.
The thing is, for me, and this is why I say greed is my favorite sin, because it... It's the most selfish. It is the most unsensical. It's the most self-destructive. And it's the most destructive towards everybody. If you have the mind of a scientist, you have the mind of a doctor, you have the mentality, you can cure anybody of all of its ailments. The real money, the real drive, that should just be base level. The real drive should be improving mankind. How can we improve somebody? Experimental. I entirely agree with experimental drugs and medications, if it's a study that someone that volunteers for, and it may be something medically enhancing for humankind. I agree with that. That's fine. You want to experiment on people, you accidentally come out as a mutant or something, well, you know, tough luck. But if it's something that... In other words, the industry that we have can be inverted, top side up. It can still make the same amount of money. This is beyond even, it's greed on top of greed, because the less of us there are, the more these a-holes get to keep. It's not just about the money. It's about the lives, too. How many people can we kill? Because we can't keep them. Ever since slavery was abolished, the life of a human has been drastically decreased in worth. You know, that's why they had to come up with slave debt currency. But the death, how many... Oh, they don't want to be slaves. They want to be free. Well, let's just kill them then. We'll suck all the money out of them for long-term treatments so that they have nothing. They have nothing to pass on to their children that can be inherited because their whole lives have been working for a treatment. And you no longer have a legacy. These are legacy killers. And that, to me, is the most greedy thing in the world. To destroy someone else's legacy. Just so that you ensure that you have more.
Don't get me going.
That's the worst of humanity. That's the absolute worst. We people are not perfect, but you never know. You never know when you kill that one person who could have made a difference. That one person who could have saved the world. You never know. That's why every life is valuable. That's why every life should be supported to the best of its ability. And an environment that can be the best for growth.
That's matriarchy, V, what you're saying? It's matriarchy. We're living patriarchy. You're talking about matriarchy. People caring for one another, looking out for one another. You get up in the morning, you want to lift people up instead of bringing them down, right? That's matriarchy. Right. I can't survive without you, you know? Yeah, making everybody, you know, a part of the plan. That's the whole idea. Patriarchy is what they're doing now. 10 stages of genocide, right? It's unbelievable. When you know about it, you can see it plain as day. They classify us, you know, symbolization, discrimination, dehumanization, organization, polarization, preparation to move them and locate them somewhere else, persecution, and extermination. They actually say that wholesale elimination of the group is necessary because, you know, it's not murder because the people aren't considered human. And then the government can deny anything afterwards because they have immunity from prosecution. There you go. Yep. They can do what they want with us. We're little sheep.
Speaking of immunity from prosecution, or at least this person thought they did, has anybody found Fauci yet? Because he straight up disappeared. Running from all these people who in Congress who want to question him. He has disappeared. He's gone into hiding. Has anybody found him yet?
I think he's working on the next pandemic.
Well, he was a superstar, made on everybody's talk shows, right? Until, we heard about the dogs that were being used. And I still don't get that, Luca. Why do we as humans, and more specifically, the Caucasians, you know, you can kill a bunch of people. You can kill a bunch of even Caucasians. You kick a dog, you're going to have people coming at you with pitchforks and torches. What is it about dogs?
I've always said that. You know, it's a felony. It's a felony to leave a dog in the cold. Oh, but you got homeless people all over the place.
Yeah, homeless people all over the place.
Makes complete sense. Right. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I've never even thought of that particular angle.
No,
yeah.
Because, you know, great minds think alike, right? You're thinking something, I'm thinking something else in a different way. That's the third time it happened tonight. So far, three times we did that so far.
Yeah. So, wow. And I still want to get with our guy there that was telling us about the animals. The animals, their brains being affected by, you know what. I've always wondered about that. I'm so glad we had that show. I want to touch base with that guy again and touch base with him for you, the listeners, so that so I would like to get PETA into this. PETA is like the most ferocious organization that there is, ironically. All these civil rights groups, and then boom, PETA. These civil rights groups laughed at. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's, oh, wait, PETA's in the room? Everybody wants to clear the hell out. yeah, I don't know. I think maybe that's what we need. One of these days, I think the next political assassin will be a PETA member, at least a vegan. That's my prediction. Wait, what? Well, I don't know. Maybe since Bill Gates wants us to eat dirt burgers. He's literally trying to find ways for us to eat dirt. How do we... Dirt burgers. If you guys don't believe me, look it up. I think he got the idea from an African culture. They country so poor that they have to supplement their diet by eating clay.
Well, B, something's going on because it's so vile. I feel like it's so evil in intent, just like the deep state was when it got built up in the time of Andrew Jackson. This thing is so evil. I mean, who owns all the farmland? Who owns the most farmland right now?
Bill Gates.
In the United States. Right. Bill Gates. Why? He's not a farmer, right? Nobody knows. Oh, yeah? Oh,
But he wants us to eat dirt burgers.
Can you imagine?
How much food can Bill Gates and his family eat? He wants to own 50% of the world and keep all that away from humans.
What's that? What's
have
that
us
biblical
eat dirt burgers?
What's that biblical line be? What benefit is it to anybody to own the world, the whole world, but to lose your soul? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I know my favorite line from the Bible is definitely Ephesians 6:12. fight the evil powers that be.
Fight the evil powers that be.
That be.
That be. You could change that.
Huh. Fight the evil principalities. And that's, you know, hey, it makes sense, you know, got Prince Andrew having sex with underage girls, little kids. Will he be punished for it? Not like the rest of us would, you know, behind bars for life sentence. No, he's being, well, last I heard, he was being sent to preside over a penal colony somewhere, a prison or something, stripped of his title as prince. But he's still being put in a position of authority, which boggles my mind.
Hmm.
Embarrassment upon the crown. Embarrassment upon the governments. Embarrassment.
Well, when you ask where Fauci is...
Yeah.
I got that thing about the lab in Wuhan. And, you know, who it's owned by. You remember that? You want me to read that again?
Sure.
This is so cool. The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan. If you can think of a big wheel. Okay, here we go. We're going down the wheel now. Okay, the Chinese laboratory is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, who owns Pfizer, which was funded by Dr. Fauci, who's now promoting the vaccine, right? It's not even a vaccine, but you know what I mean. GlaxoSmithKline is managed by, here we go again, BlackRock Finances, who manages the finances of Open Foundation, George Soros. So he's right in there. On top, you know, just like he was for BLM, just like he was for Antifa, just like he was for Ferguson, just like he was for Baltimore. Okay, so then Soros owns the German company Winterthur, who built the Chinese laboratory in Wuhan and who was bought by German Allianz, which has Vanguard as a shareholder. It gets better, which is a shareholder of BlackRock, which controls the central banks and manages one-third of the global investment capital. Okay, so BlackRock is a major shareholder in Microsoft, property of Bill Gates, there you go, who's a shareholder in Pfizer, and who currently is the first sponsor of the WHO. So we just went around in circles.
Just went around in circles.
It's follow the money. That's all it is, every time. Every rabbit hole.
I just want to know, you know, why is it that the Chinese want to deny that they've been affected by this? They can deny that they weren't the cause of it. I do believe that for sure.
I think it was under Obama. I think what they were doing was they were screwing around with it at Fort Detrick in Maryland, and knowing that it was illegal, they couldn't do that, so they bring it to China. There's the picture of Obama in the Chinese lab with the woman, the Chinese woman in the white uniform, and they're all in white, and there's Fauci in the back with somebody else, I forget who. But, you know, that's what I think. And they blame it on China like they blame it on anybody else. Oh, all of a sudden you find, oh, I'm sorry, 30 to 40 bio labs in Ukraine. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, those are for other pathogens. Those are for other deadly bioweapons that we're working on. No problem. You weren't supposed to know that, but hey. Right? It's sickening. That's what they're doing. You know, first it's China, now it's Ukraine. Oh, what else is there? It's like a woman that finds out that there's a trail of infidelity and she's going, scratching her head. What else is there, you know? It's
love
disgusting.
The U.S. media was just all... China keeps lying about their COVID deaths. China keeps lying about it. They're denying that there's COVID deaths
over
there.
It's the Russians' fault. It's the Russians' fault.
They're denying it. Well, what better place to have it leak other than China? I mean, the population of almost 2 billion. They really thought they were going to do some damage over there. They really thought the Chinese weren't going to lock down their people, virtually imprison all of them, just to keep a tight grip on the situation.
V, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I still think that everybody's a player. I still think that Rothschild is up there, or whoever is up there looking down, going, okay, if it works in China, we're going to do that in the United States. If it works in Australia or New Zealand, you know, okay. I don't think China. I think it's all staged. I think it's all political BS. I really do, and I think everybody's under orders from that, from somebody, right? Everybody's got to serve somebody. It's that kind of thing. But you know, nobody knows. You know, in the pyramidal structure, nobody knows who they're serving. That's how good they have it. They don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. They have no idea who it is they're serving. Right. Even for the ones that think they're on top. I think that kind of goes around in the circle as well. You got some people who are mid-level, who are publicly mid-level, but they're sitting in their lair, you know, wringing their hands, sitting in the dark in their cloaks, like Emperor Palpatine's and pulling strings. It just does not surprise me. Would not surprise me at all. Yeah. Oh, wow. Guys. Oh, what a show. What a great episode. I know we're running out of time here, and totally forgot to open up the lines for calls, but you know, there's always next week. Hopefully, if we hadn't all been taken out by the globalists, they're slowly encroaching upon us. Everything we're saying, censoring COVID information. Times now, 1776.
Stop lying, Dad. I'm getting pissed now. Listen to me.
They've lost it. Oh my God, they've lost it.
You think you're tough? You're about to get it. So you turn all the freaking frogs, Gary.
Oh boy.
And his chemicals turn all the freaking frogs, Gary. Yeah. Well, you know what? As much as we make fun of him for it, he was dead on. I'm glad he's still going on with his banned videos and all that stuff. Hopefully we can tie in together. I'm going to be working on that and see what we can do to get some free and open media going on here.
Mm.
I know TLB TV, if you guys want that to return, we're going to need our own streaming platform because there's no point in us doing TLB TV and have to tiptoe around the truth just so that we can stay on YouTube. You know, what's the point? What's the point in that? So, please, people, join up with our social network, please, and donate some money. Become a regular contributor. You know, it's just like getting a newsletter, you know, except for full video platform, uncensored.
It's like owning a stock on the stock market. Same thing.
Well, we're going to have our own coin and here pretty soon. I'm not sure what we're going to call it. Probably TLB Coin. I'm not sure. But we're going to do something here to get into the Bitcoin race and to make sure, you know, something once again owned by the people. No pump and dump scam. Something that will be around so long as our network is around. So, investment on top of investment means you're getting something for, and then you're going to get something more, you're going to get some more, you're going to get some more for little to hardly any money. You know, people don't understand why there's so many people on top of them. Well, it's because those people are willing to risk, you know, their money, investments. The same, you know, I've got a portfolio. Yeah, listen, from being a homeless vet to somebody in my position now, why? Because I take risk helping people and putting out my money and energy out there to help people. And they say, oh, well, there's no money in that. Well, there's no success in that. I can tell you that's not true. I'm living proof. You can do the same. So anyways, with that said, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Listen to me!
Next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a Red Pill.
They're killing Artie Morgan, so you're telling me it isn't real when they had a vote in the damn Senate?
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time. Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a Red Pill.
Say hello to my little friend! You think you're tough, you're about to get it!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good! That is good!
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a Red Pill.
Listen to me!
Winner! And I get the green light from Mom! I'm Peter Serfi with today's Liberty Minute. Find more at liberty-lighthouse.com. As soon as the news that Twitter is being sold to Elon Musk came out, several human rights groups raised concerns about hate speech. Elon Musk considers himself a free speech absolutist, while the Human Rights Watch statement said freedom of expression is not an absolute right. Amnesty International is worried about moderation, aka censorship, of hate speech. All of these groups expressing these concerns have forgotten that free speech is the foundational bedrock of all freedom. Hate speech, misinformation, disinformation, and blatant lies are all protected free speech. Personally, I hope the new community guidelines say something to the effect of, speak your mind, just don't break the law. You should be able to say anything that you want, but remember, you just might look stupid when you do. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pacem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.